I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is, It's Okay to Not Be Okay. Yeah, I titled it off of a Chandler Moore song, which will play after this, but it's true. And our focus is going to be on Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. All right, I want to talk to you about something real, something many of us feel, but few of us say out loud. It was the title. It's okay to not be okay. We live in a world that pressures us to smile when we're hurting, to post pictures that look perfect while our lives are falling apart behind the scenes. But God never called us to be fake. He calls us to be faithful. He calls us to be real. And that starts by understanding this main truth. You don't have to have it all together to be loved by God. Our example, Elijah, the great prophet, called down fire from heaven in 1 Kings 18. Read it. But just one chapter later, believe this, I mean, he calls down fire from heaven. He's like, yeah, to the God of Baal, call on yours. And they're slashing themselves and doing all these things. And then he's like, God, and boom, fire comes down and consumes the altar and burns up the rocks and everything. And then one chapter later, he runs into the wilderness, collapses under a tree, and begs God to take his life away. He wasn't okay. David, the man after God's own heart, writes in Psalm 6:6, I am worn out from groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping. He wasn't okay. Even Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, fell to the ground and prayed in anguish. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Mark 14:34, our Savior was not okay. He wasn't ashamed to say so. So why do we need to pretend? Goes to point two, God meets us in our mess. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That verse doesn't say God is close to the perfect. It doesn't say he's close to the joyful or the cheerful. It says he is close to the brokenhearted. Your pain doesn't disqualify you. It invites God in. You don't have to wait to get cleaned up to approach him. He comes to you right where you are, broken, confused, grieving, tired, anxious. He sits with you in the dirt. He weeps with you. He loves you through it. Point three, the church should be a hospital, not a museum. Church isn't supposed to be a place for people to act like they have it all together. It's meant to be a hospital for the hurting, a family for the lonely, a refuge for the weary. Let me be clear. It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way alone. God uses community to heal us. James 5:16 says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Sometimes the healing doesn't come from more prayer in private. It comes from more honesty in public. When we stop pretending and start opening up. Going to point four. God's grace is greater than our struggle. Romans 8:1 says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That means when you mess up, when you fall apart, when you cry yourself to sleep, God's grace doesn't run out. He doesn't love some future version of you who finally gets it all together. He loves you now. Your struggle doesn't cancel your salvation. Your depression doesn't scare God. Your doubts don't disqualify you. His grace meets you where you are. Let's wrap it up. Church, if you're not okay right now, hear me. You are not alone. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, I'm not fine. But here's the good news. You don't have to stay stuck in the dark. The same God who met Elijah under a tree, who wept with Mary and Martha, who restored Peter after failure, he wants to meet you. He wants to heal you, and he wants to walk with you. Come as you are, broken, honest, real. because Jesus didn't come for the healthy, he came for the sick, and he's still in the business of making people whole. I think we should pray together. Lord, thank you for seeing us in our brokenness. Thank you for not expecting perfection. Help us be honest with you, with ourselves, and with others. Teach us to rest in your love, even when we're not okay. Surround us with people who will carry our burdens and point us to your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. It's okay to not be okay. I'm Jason Brown, pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.